Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston.
I got it!
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through. Another Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Welcome to the fray, Sports Mappers, as the 94.1 crowd joins what everybody already knows on ESPN 97.5. There's only one place to be from 1 to 4 p.m., and that is with us on The Usual Suspects. We are here at Gatlin's Barbecue, and you should be too. Compliments of Hawk Security. Stop by and see us on Ella. It's a convenient location right off the highway. Best barbecue and unbelievably friendly staff. Our promo team is here with lots of giveaways and stuff that you can get. And, of course, you can sign up and get all the information on Hawk Security. My man Rocky over here doing things, getting things done, giving you deals, all because you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, apparently the break news came down. Nick, who was the source again?
Yahoo Sports, Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan, news breaking that Charlie Morton has signed with the Tampa Bay Rays. 3 years, $30 million.
Two years,
$30 million. So you've lost another starter. You're now down two. Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole. That's it. You've got Josh James. You've got Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock. Lance McCullers is out for the year with the surgery. So you're looking at Framber Valdez, Josh James, Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock. My guess is Forrest Whitley is a legit player in this rotation. And you know what? He better be, because all of these big names that have gotten away from whether it be trades or what have you, that this organization wasn't willing to give up these prospects. If you're not willing to trade them, then especially now that you've lost guys, they need to be up at the big league. So I fully expect Forrest Whitley to be a player in this rotation next year.
I'm telling you right now, and I believe you, but yeah, I'm with you in what you said. But here's my take on Tucker. What I saw of Tucker, and I see him tweeting about, I got to get bigger, I got to get stronger, I got to do these things. But what I saw in the small – it wasn't that small, but in the sample sizes that I saw of Kyle Tucker, as much as he annihilated minor league pitching, he's got a ways to go before he's an everyday player, let alone a standout everyday player on the major league level. And you're trying to win now. Your window is probably the next 3 to 5 years, depending on who you're able to keep on in the fold between all the free agents and the core four contracts coming up. If you can move him for the right starting pitcher, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. Now, Whitley's a guy because he throws so hard and he's so young that I'm not as quick to pull the trigger on in a trade. But if you want Kyle Tucker and your scouting staff saw what I saw and are still enamored with him enough to go ahead and give you an established above-average major league pitcher, I'm definitely considering that deal.
Yeah, and, you know, there's the whole talks of J.A. Happ is still out there. And
no,
active.
He's done today.
With the Yankees?
Yeah, three-year deal.
Okay.
Yeah, three-year deal, pending a physical, already a done deal.
Oh, well, there you go then.
So he's off the books.
Getting slim.
Now, one of the other ones on Insider Poker, they said, was Zach Greinke to the Astros. And you and I had talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Now, the big thing there is he's got a price tag that 3 years and $105 million left on that deal. And they even the experts said, Tom Verducci and those guys said, look, if he goes anywhere, the Diamondbacks are going to have to be responsible for a good portion of that contract. That would help a lot because you don't want a contract that big on your books when you have Cole and Verlander coming up at the end of the year.
So here's some names I just pulled up. I went to SpotTrack and pulled up the available free agents. Now, obviously, some of this is happening fast at the winter meetings because they still have J.A. Happ listed. They still obviously have Charlie Morton listed. Some of the names I'm not going to say at the top of the list, but I'm just reading in order that the website has listed. James Shields is still an option as a free agent. Yep. Irvin Santana. I think he's too old for me.
Pass.
Keuchel still hasn't signed.
Pass.
You're passing on Keuchel,
way
huh?
Pass.
You don't want to pay
one
him,
of the deals.
You don't
want to
pay him
Insider
25
poker,
a year.
A 5 year, $100 million deal from the Braves is what they said. Was
yeah,
out
you don't
there.
Want to. I was going to say he's probably going to command closer to $23-25 million a year. You're saying 20. That's still
ain't
either,
mad at him as long
either
as it's
one of those. Is
I am
too
not
much.
Mad at him as long as it's somewhere else.
I need to check on this, but they have Marco Estrada listed. Lance Lynn, Brandon McCarthy, Drew Pomeranz, Gio Gonzalez.
None.
Mike Fiers.
No, God. You would love that. But no, I'll pass.
Matt Harvey. No. I'm not feeling it with Matt Harvey either.
Nice little comeback tour with the Reds, but not enough to lead me to believe he's not still bat crazy.
Yeah, but that's I mean, it starts to get slim pickings after that.
See what I did with there? Bat crazy with the Dark Knight.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the other one.
Okay.
Rick Porcello. Because the rumor is, you mentioned the Astros the other day, that the Red Sox are suddenly worried about going over the cap, and they need to clear
room. It's the competitive balance tax.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a cap.
I'm going on NBA terms, but
right,
same difference.
It's being the competitive balance tax is being treated as a cap by a lot. That's why the Red Sox are saying they don't want to spend more. That's why we talked yesterday about the Astros, and Crane comes out and says, look, I'll go up to the 209, but I won't go above it, but we can get close to it, so. Yeah, it's not a cap, but teams are starting to treat it like a cap.
Now, they did pay big bucks, too, for Uvalde. So whether you believe in this or not, the rumors are out there that the names they're floating, because two guys that are going to be free agents, not at the end of this year, but at the end of next year, Jackie Bradley Jr.,
yeah,
Xander Bogaerts. Boy, I think Xander Bogaerts is one hell of a player.
Yeah.
And I know that Bradley Jr. had a bad regular season, had a big playoffs. Xander Bogaerts is a guy that any team in this league should be wanting to knock down the doors of the Red Sox and at least say, hey, what's it going to take? Because that dude can play. And then they said, as Porcello as well, because they said they need to spend some money to get some bullpen help, and they're not sure how much more money they can keep spending.
Yep, he is a guy that I think any team in this league, he's going to be probably two or three as far as sought after next year.
He should be.
Yeah. I'm looking at next year's available free agents, and it's kind of here's what worries me is you had some opportunities to get some names. You had some opportunities to get next year's like starting pitching pool. You start with Verlander. You've got Cole Hamels, Rick Porcello. Ryu from the Dodgers. Yeah, Rich Hill. I mean, there's not a ton of options.
Garrett Cole.
Yeah, Garrett Cole on there. Chris Sale. He's going to get paid, though.
But again, if you're the Red Sox, how well is he going to get paid?
Madison Bumgarner is going to be a free agent next year. So you might have wished your window because a lot of these guys are getting older.
Yeah.
And now they're going to still want those bad. Basically, what you're going to be getting a guy at the end of his career that you're going to get into a bad contract with. Basically, you're going to have to. Chris Sale's going to want 5 and 6 years. You know, Dallas Keuchel now wants the 5 years. So you're going to have to start overpaying and committing long term to a guy that maybe has 2 years left in him.
No doubt about it.
At that peak level that you're going to be paying for.
Take the Chris Paul deal as an example. What these agents are going to do for these pitchers in their early to mid-30s is say, you want my guy. My guy will go to play for you, but you're going to have to make this a 3 to 5 year deal, not a 1 to 3, because he's looking to lock up that security on this last big deal for these pitchers that are, you know, we all know arm trouble can come at any time. And that's what they're going to have to be aware of, too, because you can kick the tires all you want. You're better off trying to keep Garrett Cole for sure, because he's still young and he still throws hard and velocity means something. But, you know, Verlander's obviously one of those guys. He's proven track record time after time, and the way his arm gets stronger and he throws harder later in games is just a phenomenon. But how many more years can he keep doing it, and at what price tag? Because he's already making 27. I don't see him giving anybody a hometown discount.
No.
Because we've heard he loves Houston and the anonymity for him and Kate, but I don't see it.
No, I'm with you. I was trying to look back at my Sports Map article to see what I had as the rotation for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I missed the mark on that because I've got Verlander, Cole, McCullers, Peacock, and McHugh. And
well, 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
Well, I mean, McCullers getting hurt.
Right.
Runs that a little bit, but Peacock and McHugh might actually be the guys. Now, that didn't account for Josh James. And then I had Forrest Whitley coming up to the big leagues next year, but in the bullpen, because I felt like, you know, they were going to be able to hold. But now that they're starting to lose some guys, man, this might be a 2019 thing and not a 2020 thing.
He's throwing 110, so you got to get him on the mound.
I heard about that.
Just stupid. I mean, who cares that with a running start and a crow hop, he could throw 110?
Yeah.
You know, if you look at some of the best arms in baseball at the corner outfield positions, I'm pretty sure if you gave them a running start and had them throw at a jugs gun, I'm pretty sure they're going to come up in that same exact speed level. Who cares? It's what does he throw when he's on the bump and he's throwing without a running start and out without a crow hop? But that was the big talk of everybody on social media a day and a half ago, which means nothing's happening at the winter meetings and baseball fans need something to talk about.
Right.
Because that's just dumb.
My 2020 prediction for the rotation, Verlander, McCullers, Peacock, Whitley, and TBD. So it's looking like Josh James.
So you think that keep Verlander and Cole goes?
Yeah.
I think it's reversed. I think Verlander ends up somewhere in a big city for the wifey, and I think that Cole stays.
Okay.
Because he's younger, and he's got more years in front of him.
But if I'm not mistaken, he's got that extra year. No, they must have – they haven't – see now they've moved it to unrestricted free agent. I don't know if that was – if that got – changed. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to roll on here at Gatlin's Barbecue.
So the 2020 option would have vested if he was top five Cy Young in 2019. So that's what they'll say. The 2020 option will fully vest.
Was he top five this year?
Huh?
Was he top five this year? I think he was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he's got to do it again.
So that 2020 option, if he's top five, then that's why he'll be that option will fully vest for 2020.
There you have it. So if you want to talk some baseball with us, you want to talk basketball, football, or anything else, something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we are here for you at Gatlin's Barbecue. You can call us, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter. We're going to be here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1 until 4 p.m. It's the usual suspects. It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body
sway. Socialize. Get down. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Needy final hour of the show as Nate Griffin struggles to keep his eyes open. I mean, when you're up since 3 a.m., that has a tendency to bog you down. At a certain point, you got to hit a wall. But he'll be here at 3:30 to talk a little bit more with us at Gatlin's Barbecue, brought to you by Hawk Security Services. Stop by and see us if you're in the area. Hawk people are here. They will make sure that they talk to you and tell you how they can secure your house, your belongings, your family, the way they do my house and Nate's. They're fantastic people doing great stuff. And Gatlin's Barbecue is just absolutely outstanding. I don't know how your lunch was, but
it was delicious.
Mine was fantastic.
All right, you ready for the top 25 most anticipated movies of 2019? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
For number 25, Dumbo?
What?
Who?
The elephant?
Yeah, Dumbo the elephant. That is the 25th most anticipated movie of 2019. I don't know who wrote this, but they're already missing the mark. Number 24, Jumanji 2. I didn't even see Jumanji 1.
I didn't either.
So I'm not anticipating Jumanji 2. Number 23, Frozen 2.
Nope.
Didn't even see Frozen 1. Number 22, these are all sequels. So number 22, Kingsman 3.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Kingsman, but I didn't see Kingsman 2. So I'm also going to miss Kingsman 3. I'm out on the Kingsman series.
I'm going to go for the trifecta. I haven't seen any of them, and I plan on keeping it.
Yeah, but you don't watch anything. You literally watch the Packers and the Rockets and the Bucks, and that's it. That's all you watch.
I watch basketball.
Number 21, an untitled Terminator project. They don't have a name for it yet, but apparently there's another Terminator coming out next year. Number 20, Joker.
Vista, baby.
Joker. So something in the Batman
family?
Yeah. That'll be they've got a picture of what's old boy's name? Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker.
He's a good actor.
Number 19, It Chapter 2.
I missed Chapter 1.
I saw the original
I'll skip to the clip.
I watched It, the original one, but not the – they did a remake, so I didn't see that. Number 18, Artemis Fowl. I have no idea.
Like Optimus Prime?
I have no idea what that is. Number 17, The New Mutants.
Nope.
That is, I was like, is that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Apparently that's an X-Men spinoff. Number 16, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Okay. Number 15.
Is that a porn movie?
No.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Number 15, The Lion King. They're going to redo it. Maybe? I don't know about that. Number 14, Spider-Man Far From Home. You big Spider-Man guy, Joel?
Nope. Jong is.
I will watch that. I will
Jong
watch
and Michael
that.
Carroll will back at the station.
Yeah. Number 13, Toy Story 4.
No,
I
Woody.
Feel like if you have kids, you're going to watch it. If you don't, no one cares.
Boy.
Number 12, Men in Black spinoff.
Nope.
I guess there's no official title, but they're going to do a spinoff of Men in Black. Did you like the original? Or
it was,
two?
It was okay.
It was all right.
The first one was okay.
Number 11, Aladdin. And I guess they're going to use real people this time instead of it being animated. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound good to me either, Nate. Number 10, John Wick Chapter 3. Man, you know what? Now is the time to buy stock in blank ammo. Because as much shooting as that goes on in a John Wick film, you would make a killing because they're going to have to buy millions upon millions of fake bullets for that movie. It's just nonstop.
Who's John Wick?
Oh, my God. Joseph, that's just –
I'm
sad
just being
for you.
Honest.
Number 9, Pokemon. Detective Pikachu.
Nope.
Jong's all over that. Number 8, nope. Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I'm out. Never been a Godzilla fan. Number 7, Pet Sematary.
Nope.
So there apparently is a couple of Stephen King movies coming out.
Wow.
It and Pet Sematary.
I'm sure that'll do well, too.
Number 6, Shazam. Do you know what Shazam is?
Shazam is like a superhero. Right?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid.
I loved Shazam as a kid, and then I watched the trailer and went, I'm out. I can't. That
Who's
looks
playing
stupid.
Shazam? Because that would be the most important thing.
Billy Batson is a teenager who has a – it doesn't say.
Because that would be key. Because, you know, everybody fights about who was the better Batman, Michael Keaton or Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
or
it looks like Ben Affleck, but I don't know who it is. I might have to be out on Shazam. Number 5, Star Wars Episode 9. I'm always down for a Star Wars movie. I am. I still need to see the other ones. But number 4, all right, now we're getting into the good stuff. Number 4, Avengers 4. I'm in on that. I'm in on that for sure.
Nope.
Look at you. There's like one movie you would watch in this whole list. Number 3, Us.
I saw them and I wasn't really into it.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to stay out of this one. I don't know.
You're not liking Us or them, huh?
No.
Number 2, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know. It's a DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie,
it'll do well.
Al Pacino.
It'll do well.
And number 1, Captain Marvel. I'm in on that. I'll watch that.
So it's all about
superheroes. Literally, there's like one movie you would watch out of the top 25 that are dropping next year.
Yeah.
Wow. You really living your best life, huh?
And – what is it, Reverence 4, the one that you want to see? The one that's they're going to do the story on the guy embezzling the money from the church?
No.
What you say?
Now you're just making up movies. That's not a thing.
Well, maybe it might be on E. I don't know.
You're just making things up.
So you're going to see a lot of those. I have a feeling the kids' movies I'm going to be roped in. As my daughter gets older, I'll be roped into seeing a lot of those that I'm going to be, like, taking my phone with me watching games and scores.
There's a lot of them that I would watch again, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Okay.
At least you don't have to take your cat to movies. I'm going to have to be taking my daughter to a ton, and I don't want to go.
No?
If you want to trade, you can go take Taylor to those movies and hang out. No?
No, I'm good. Those aren't the ones I want to see. If she wants to go see Star Wars Episode 19 or whatever we're on now, I'll take her to see 9. I'll take her to see that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a good list. So people, you got that to look forward to. As we get ready for the weekend and lots of other things. By the way, back in studio tomorrow, and then Friday we'll be at Prime Social up there on Westheimer. So you guys can join us by listening tomorrow, and then on Friday, Prime Social, stop by and see us right past Voss on Westheimer. You can get out there and get into some poker action in a very, very cool environment leading into the weekend if you want to start your weekend right with all of that. Nate Griffin's in the house. He's going to be joining us next segment as we catch up with him one more time as we put the final touches on the final half hour of this Usual Suspects program. And again, we are at Gatlin's Barbecue right here on Ella Boulevard. And I'm telling you right now, there's just so many things worth coming out to see because, one, it's great food. And you just can't go wrong with the barbecue at Gatlin's. Whenever you see any of the top lists of barbecue places in the city of Houston, Gatlin's is always on there, and it's with good reason. Fantastic spot, great food, unbelievable service with friendly people. And, of course, we are being brought to you by Hawk Security Services. You can stop in here, grab some great food, hear some of our broadcast, and at the same time talk to some good people about Hawk Security and what they can do to secure your loved ones, your house, and your belongings. So a lot of good things happening in the final hour of the show and much more to get to. So hang on tight, and we'll be back with Nate Griffin and more. It's the Usual Suspects on SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gatlin's Barbecue on Ella. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. If there is a golfer on your list this holiday season and you really want to get them something special, I'm telling you right now that there's no golfer out there that doesn't want to lower their scores and have more fun on the golf course. And in order to do that, they want a golf club that's more forgiving, accurate, feels softer when you hit the ball, has a higher ball flight, maybe get you some extra distance. Well, I'm telling you, the clubs that are out there right now by PXG are the answer to every wish list of every golfer out there. The reviews say absolutely remarkable. The best clubs out there. PGA pros on tour are saying undeniably the best, and the results are there. PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe, even a college national championship. They should be in your favorite golfer's bag as well. What are you waiting for? Set them up for the holidays. All you got to do to get them to enjoy the game more than ever is schedule a fitting at the Club of Carlton Woods right here in the Woodlands. You can do that by calling 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or just visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. Nobody makes golf clubs the way PXG does, period.
Man, we were at the break, we were discussing that 2014 NFL draft where you had Jadeveon Clowney, you had Khalil Mack in that draft, and we're looking at the how loaded that whole defensive draft was. You want me to really, really piss you off, Texans fan? Don't forget, that's the same draft that in round two, the first things first, the Texans didn't move up to get Teddy Bridgewater, which absolutely pissed people off.
True.
They also took Xavier Suofilo with the first pick in the second round.
Yep.
And guess who the Cowboys then took next? DeMarcus Lawrence. So you had a couple of chances, and you ended up with Clowney and Suofilo, and you probably could have had any number of guys that Khalil Mack or DeMarcus Lawrence. Man, that's –
there's been a lot.
You could have had Ha-Ha Clinton Dix as a safety.
And you go back in time, and even in the Charlie Casserly era, the same kind of mistakes. You had Jabbar Gaffney with the first pick in the second round, and you took him instead of Clinton Portis. Yeah. So, yeah, this is kind of a track record of bad drafts when it comes to the Houston Texans, and you hope that Brian Gain is there to rewrite the record books and the draft books and try and do things the right way. But
That sucks.
And when you were rattling off some of the names that came out of that draft class, man, I'm telling you, I know that there's a draft class back in the day that featured Lawrence Taylor and Ronnie Lott and a bunch of others, but that's a pretty stocked draft class right there.
I'll give you first round defensively, you had Clowney go first, you had Khalil Mack go fifth, then you had Justin Gilbert, Anthony Barr, Aaron Donald, and that's all in the first 13 picks.
Man, and Donald was 13?
Yeah, 13. Kyle Fuller, Ryan Shazier, C.J. Mosley, Calvin Pryor, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, D. Ford, a couple quarterbacks, Darquez Dennard, Jason Verrett. You had Marcus. I mean, dude, the first round of this draft was just ridiculously loaded with defensive players. Bradley Roby went 31st to the Broncos at cornerback. That's a crazy first round of defensive players. And you were talking about the fact that they suspect this year might be similar as far as number of defensive players.
Todd McShay just came out with his first mock draft. And, of course, there'll be numerous others. They're projecting that of the first 10 picks, 9 will be defensive players and a quarterback at 10, depending on if it's the Giants or the Jags. But other than that, that 21 or more defensive players could be taken in the first round with no running backs and two quarterbacks.
That is wild.
And normally you see it, even in that draft you were talking about, normally there's a couple offensive linemen that slide up there in the top 10 because teams are desperate for looking for the help the Texans couldn't find a year ago when it's so hard to find, you know, a tackle or a guard that can play at the pro level and play at a dominant to a dominant degree. But you look at that right now and you look at what they're talking about. Ed Oliver is sliding consistently. And they're saying it's not so much about what he hasn't done. It's the fact there's so many guys that are so much bigger and that they're climbing the draft boards. They said Oliver went from 7 to where he might slip out of the top 10 to more like 11 or 12 now.
Yeah. I can't wait. I don't normally look forward to the draft, but lately I have been. I don't know if you heard about this, but Jimmy Butler went on a podcast, I believe.
With J.J. Redick.
Yeah, and he kind of clarified some of the things that went on with that practice, that T-Wolves practice, where he was yelling. And, Nick, it sounded a little something like this, did it not?
We go into the practice, right, and I'm telling Tizzle, like, I just want to hoop. Like, I just want to get up and down and see if I can go. And we start doing some drills. And at the end, we start hooping. Now, that's when all of the stuff goes on. We play, we win, and I'm yapping. I always talk anyways. If you can't tell, I'm always talking about how somebody can't guard me or nobody can beat me. I do that. That's what I do. This time, it was just a little bit different because of whose team I was on, and I ain't been around. So it was just like taking up a notch, and it didn't help. Who was watching and, like, you know, ownership, management, all of that good stuff. Nobody would know what went on in practice if somebody didn't go say word for word what I said. Like, who does that? That's like us practicing right now. And then as soon as we get over to practice, you walk over to him like, man, Jimmy told coach a joke today. And it started with knock, knock. It was just like, why would you go tell word for word what was said and what happened? So then I had the interview set up 3 weeks ago for that night. Now, when it broke, Rach was like, you know, we got to talk about this now. And I was like, man, here we go. And as the interview is going on, more and more stuff is coming out, like boom, 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 boom. And I mean, it wasn't meant to get all the way out like that. It just happened. The most interesting detail of that whole scrimmage that nobody knows, I only shot the ball once.
Really?
I only shot the ball one time.
But every quote coming out of there is like Jimmy was getting buckets and he was dominating.
I was dominating. Dimes. Boom, boom, boom. Steals. Blocks. I only shot the ball one time.
That is great. That's great insight into it. It's funny how we always just assume whatever we hear to be 100% what it is.
Well, I'll say this. The person that wrote the article that mentioned the podcast and quoted it but did not have the actual audio clips said, conveniently, Rachel Nichols was in town. Conveniently, Jimmy did what he did at practice the day he knew Rachel Nichols was in town. So it depends on who you believe to and who's leaking the information.
Uh-huh.
But as I had said previously on this show, between Jimmy and his agent and how desperate they were to get it in their favor, to have some of the cards in their favor to go get out of town, a lot of that was planned, too, to make sure that if we're going to do something, we might as well do it when ESPN's in town. If we're going to tell our side of the story,
but it doesn't
let's
get sound
ESPN
like
in.
He's saying that that was the case, though. He sounds like, yeah, hey, I always talk mess. I didn't shoot the ball. I was just out there balling. I mean, I wasn't throwing up crazy amount of shots, so they were lying.
Some of it that the writer put in there was, he wouldn't name who it was, but he didn't even mention on the podcast without naming a name, a prominent member of the franchise had said some things that got him fired up.
Oh, that made him do
and
that.
And made him basically say, all right, this is what you want, and you want to see how this goes? Well, let me tell you how it's going to go. And he did it. Yeah. And you know what? Regardless of what was preconceived and talked, he executed it to a T because he got to a winning team where he wanted to go with players around him that he wanted to play with, and he got out of a really bad situation for him and for a team that is also better for having gotten rid of him, because the guys they got in that trade and the way they're playing better basketball in Minnesota too.
Sometimes everybody can win, right?
Yeah,
hey,
it's rare.
Real quick, I just want to say, I just want to give a shout out to my niece, Amanda Lucio. After we're done with this show, I am headed up to the Woodlands to attend her graduation. She's graduating with her master's.
Congratulations.
So very proud of her. So I just wanted to say congrats to her, and I love her.
That's outstanding. Yeah. Nick will be meeting you there to pick up his barbecue.
Yeah, come up to the Woodlands, Nick. You'll enjoy it.
No,
yeah.
And I want to give a shout out.
4 o'clock in Houston.
I had the pleasure of speaking with Carol Dawson today on the way to work, and I had lost track of Carol Dawson for a while, and he'd been going through some serious health issues, and longtime general manager and top assistant for Rudy Tomjanovich. He's 80 years old. He is doing better than ever. He's fantastic. He's one of the greatest people on the planet. And Jim Foley as well, who I caught up with, who was at the Rockets game last night. Jim Foley and Carol Dawson, you don't find better people than those two guys. I talked to them today. And for Rockets fans out there, both are doing really well. So it's always great to catch up with those guys. So shout out to them as well. There you go. So we appreciate our time here. Again, thanks to Hawk Security, who always takes care of us and has been great. On top of that.
Stay tuned for the Blitz. They're next. They're going to be in studio. So
also, Jerome, who's still filling in for Fred while Fred's in Canada. Jerome and AJ will be in studio with Jong, so stay tuned for that. You don't have to do a thing. But again, special shout-outs to Gatlin's Barbecue and Hawk Security. We appreciate them. We appreciate you. And we'll be back in studio like those guys tomorrow for another edition of The Usual Suspect. You guys have a great night, everybody. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow.